You're right. Come and take part in all of the things that affect all of us. And Father, we pray that you would be with us in these pretty trying times and remind us that no matter how bad things ever get around us, that you are with us. And that it's not up to us to worry about what's going to happen, but it is up to us to keep our eyes on you. And I ask, Lord, that you would bless each person in this room, that you would give them the strength and the determination and the stamina that it takes to continue the jobs that have been given to them. Thank you, Father, for the ways you bless us. Help us never to take any of our blessings for granted, even the ones that we consider to be small, because none of them are small. And thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, and one indivisible.
Moving to item four, employee recognition, we have an introduction of a new employee, Kimberly Campbell, a deputy municipal court clerk, and Stacy Martin, and I believe Judge Becker.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Mayor and Council members. Good morning. I am really pleased to introduce our two new employees for municipal court. The first is Kimberly Campbell. Kimberly started back on January 14th. She is our deputy court clerk. She is a local. She was born and raised here. She graduated at Fredericksburg High School. She brings over 10 years of experience in the hospitality and tourism industry, so we are really excited to have her. The second is Stacy Martin. Stacy started on June 1st as our court administrator and clerk of the court. She has over 20 years of experience in Texas municipal courts. She has the highest level of clerk certification that you can get here in Texas, and she is currently working towards becoming a certified court manager through the National Center of State Courts. She moved here from San Antonio, so we are excited for her that she gets to experience Fredericksburg and go around and learn everything that this community has to offer.
Well, thank you. Stacy or Kimberly, would you like to share any words with us? You're more than welcome.
Good morning. I just want to say thank you for having me work for our great city. I'm from here, obviously, but it's a pleasure to meet all of you and be part of a new journey.
Good morning, council members and mayor. It's been a great experience moving here, and I have enjoyed the community, and I'm kind of enjoying meeting new people and working with Judge Becker. So,
well, you have a very good boss. I will just say that. So, thank you very much. Council comments? Where do we start? Todd?
Sure.
Todd always starts.
Good morning, everyone. On the 21st, I attended the barbecue that DC Partners put on for all first responders. So thank you very much, DC Partners, for sponsoring that barbecue and the lunch the next day. On the 28th, I attended a CBB board meeting. And on the 31st, I had an opportunity to have a one-on-one with our new city attorney, Barbara Quirk, so we could get to know each other better. That's all.
Gary, I'll move to you. Tony?
Thank you. Todd and I both attended the leadership reunion that we had this year in announcing the new class of, I guess it'd be 26? 27. Okay. They graduated in 27. So anyway, Todd and I both, and Bobby, although Bobby wasn't there, are graduates from that. I graduated a long time ago. I was in the first class, so that's a few years ago. I did attend the Commissioner's Court meeting last week. The biggest thing that came out of the Commissioner's Court, which y'all are probably well aware of, we had a lot of damage to a lot of bridges in the county. And the biggest one that is going to be probably shut down for a while is the one out on the old San Antonio Road. You have to go through Kane City or out 87 to get anywhere over there anymore. And that's going to be down for a while, mainly because, of course, they're waiting. And I don't know if there was ever a declaration from the governor or anything or the president. But if not, FEMA, it takes a while for them to get funds to repair that. County doesn't have any funds for it, or at least currently don't have any funds for it. So that road's going to be down for a while. That's it.
All right, thank you. And I think we're still asking anyone that was impacted through that, their properties and things of that nature, to report that. We're trying to roll all that up to the state level for consideration. On July 29th, I attended the Gillespie County versus Marshall Springs hearing. Judge Patillo, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, heard both cases, and the order was to deny the motion to dismiss. And I understand from our attorney this morning that Gillespie County did prevail in that case. He took a couple days to do some additional research, but that came in, Barbara, I believe, this morning. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay. All right. So I want to pass that along to everyone as well. So
what does that mean?
Well, Mayor, so they prevailed only on the preliminary motions, right? So
the motion was to dismiss,
and
Gillespie prevailed, and they cannot dismiss it.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Right.
To answer your question. Okay. The next is item 6, the consent. The following items may be acted upon in a single motion. 6A is consider approval of city council minutes with special budget for the special budget meeting held on July 14th, 2026.
Motion to approve consent agenda is presented.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any disagree? Motion passes. Item 6A. Moving to item 7A, consider approval and award of construction manager at risk contract between Fredericksburg Convention and Visitor Bureau, CVB, and Kendall Casper Construction. And I believe Jenny, are you speaking to that matter? David? All right. Mr. Shields. Dr. Shields.
Hello, Mayor, City Councilman. Nice to meet you this morning. Yeah, I think you've kind of spelled it out right there. We just want your approval so that we could go forward working with SKT, the architect, so they can go ahead and do the pre-construction work, and so we can get going with this. I know this is something that we've been wanting to do for some time. Ideally, we would have liked to have started the beginning of this year, but the plan is if you will go ahead and approve this, we get on track. By this fall, we think we'll go ahead and break ground, start working on that. And the target date is March 1st before spring break.
Okay. Council, any questions?
Well,
my biggest part is that because this, what is this, televised or broadcast?
Should be.
Is that people out there know exactly what they're going to be doing. And I'm not kind to go into this. But some idea of they're adding to the building, is that correct?
Okay, sure, I follow you. So this proposal is based on a restroom renovation. The restrooms we have are pretty outdated. They're routinely breaking, costing the CVB money every single month to keep it working. So here is a plan to renovate them, make them modern, the first thing our visitors see. And so it is a part when you come in looking at the buildings to the left. So its footprint doesn't really change. It just modernizes it and enhances the footprint we have and makes it modern. So that's our plan.
You start March 1st is what you said?
We're hoping that our target day is before spring break. We are up and running.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, construction should be October, probably sometime mid, late October, and that would fit our date.
Okay.
Our target date.
And the dollar amount?
Well, right now, that's what SKT and the our contractor are going to work out the exact details.
So we haven't. You've chosen the contractor, but you don't have the contractor.
Right, because they have to work out those details.
Oh. Okay. Any additional comments?
I make a motion. We approve, item 7A.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Approve and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion 7A carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Moving to item 7B, consider and approve the interlocal agreement with Fredericksburg Independent School District for a juvenile case manager program for 26-27 academic year. Judge Becker?
Yes, this is the same agreement that council has approved in the past. This is the third time we're doing the interlocal agreement. The purpose is really to lay out duties and responsibilities of both parties, particularly whenever it comes to confidentiality as it relates to school records. So it really provides the framework for the JCM program as it relates to truancy and also relates to fine-only offenses that are committed by juveniles. The only changes are the school year designated as 2026-2027, and then changing the name of the superintendent, who is now Mr. Bowers. This was approved by FISD board a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Perfect.
Any questions?
Questions, comments? I'll entertain a motion for 7B.
Make that motion that we
keep turning it off. Make a motion, we approve item 7B.
Motion to approve and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Item 7B passes. Thank you very much, Judge. Item 7C, a couple of options for council here. This is something we can take into executive if you so desire. 7C is to consider and approve reappointment of Shelley Becker as our municipal court judge. I'll leave it to the council if you'd like to hold that into executive, or we can take a motion here, whatever you prefer.
I'm ready for action.
Ready for action?
I am too.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion for 7C.
I move to approve the reappointment of Shelley Becker as municipal court judge.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Motion Shelley carries. Got a job.
Thank you, Judge. All right. Item 7D, presentation of proposed tax rates for fiscal year 2027. Our finance director, Chris.
From the new value. Creating a budget and adopting a property tax rate to support that budget are major functions of a taxing unit's governing body. This is accomplished by following truth in taxation requirements to ensure the public is informed of any increases. The type of taxing unit determines its applicable truth in taxation requirements. Next slide. So truth in taxation requires most taxing units to calculate two rates. One would be the no new revenue tax rate, and the other the voter approval tax rate. And those are calculated by our Gillespie County Chief Appraiser's Office. We also, because of our population being under 30,000, we also get a calculated rate for the de minimis rate. And we'll discuss that here shortly. Next slide. So the no new revenue rate is a calculated rate that would generate approximately the same revenue from properties taxed in both years. It does not guarantee the same overall tax revenue because the revenue changes due to new construction added to the tax roll along with appraisal corrections and adjustments. Next slide. The voter approval rate is the tax rate that's the calculated maximum rate allowed by law without voter approval. So I know that the term sounds a little confusing, voter approval tax rate, but it does not require a vote. It's the highest that we can go, the highest rate we can go without requiring an election. The voter approval tax rate has two components, one being the maintenance and operation side that covers things such as salaries, utilities, and day-to-day operations. And then we have our INS, which is the debt piece. We currently have a very low debt rate compared to other cities, but we'll discuss that in another slide as well. So calculating the voter approval tax rate, it looks at the no new revenue, maintenance, and operations rate, and you get a 3.5% percentage calculated on top of that. And then you also look at your, you add in your current debt rate plus any unused increment rate. We actually do have some unused increment that was available for us in this year's calculations. The de minimis tax rate, as I stated earlier, it's only included for cities with populations under 30,000, and it allows a city to generate approximately $500,000 in property tax revenue above the no new revenue maintenance and operations tax rate. So this slide is just showing the way our property tax bill is allocated. The city gets about 18 cents of every dollar that a citizen pays in their taxes. 61 cents goes to the schools, 21 cents goes to the county, and then 18 cents for the city, and then the remaining 1% is just for other districts that are included. I'm gonna look, okay. Tax rate comparison, I've shared this slide in previous budget workshops. This just shows where we are now with our current tax rate at 0.2274. Like I discussed, it includes our M&O rate, which is about 20 cents. That covers our salaries and utilities, operation cost, and then our debt rate is just under 3 cents. And so that makes the total of the 0.2274. And these are rounded. They usually go out, I think, six digits. And then looking over on the Hill Country tax rate comparison, you can see we're looking at cities nearby like Burney, Kerrville, Liberty Hill, and Marble Falls. So we have one of the lowest tax rates in the area. And then you can also see there the average home values, and that's average home values. The appraisals office calculates the average home value and also the median valued. So you'll see both of those often in some of our public notices. So annual taxes for, based on our current tax rate, our annual taxes for the city is about $1,200 a year. That's the city's portion of the tax bills. And then just to show you, I know this one's a little bit hard to read, that this is the property tax rate that goes back to 2016, just showing our maintenance and operations rate and our interest in sinking, going all the way up to our current rate of 0.227. And then underneath of there is some valuable information on showing the difference between the adopted rate, if we went with a no new revenue versus if we went with something different from the no new revenue and what that increment looked like. And it also shows the total taxable property values that I receive from the appraisals office. And then the new value that is added for new properties that land on the tax roll. So this is just history. And then we'll get into the future into these next slides. Okay, so these are rates that were calculated this year from the chief appraisals office. Over there on the right, those are the rates I just discussed that are our current rates. We voted in the voter approval rate, so the 0.227 is up there. But for 2026, which will affect our 2027 budget, the no new revenue was calculated at 0.241342, the voter approval 0.260884, and the de minimis 0.253362. And then I also included the total taxable property values, the new value that was added to the roll, and also what the medium valued homestead is for tax year 2026 versus looking below the prior year taxable property values, new value, and medium valued homestead. Any so questions on that?
New value is down quite a bit compared to last year.
Yes, it is.
And that is that $160,000 roughly in property taxes?
I think I calculated about $200,000 difference that we that we were short over last year. Okay, so so what we do with those rates, we use all those numbers, those values, the valuations from the homesteads, and then we calculate with those rates to look at what our net impact is on our tax revenues for the city. So for the no new revenue at the 0.241342, that would generate about $194,000 for the city going into the new year. If we went with the voter approval rate at that 0.26 rate, that would add $841,000 to our revenue year over year. And then de minimis would generate about $592,000. And so that's all I've got for you as far as presenting the rates, which is it's a statutory thing that we do have to do every year. Next steps, we'll be working on the proposed budget to get to the city secretary's office by next Friday. August 18th, we have a regular city council meeting where council will be setting the proposed tax rate. It won't be voting on the final rate. It'll be setting the proposed tax rate. And then August 26th, we'll have a special city council meeting where the public is invited to come for public comment on August 26th here at 9 o'clock. And then September 8th is a special city council meeting for a public hearing on the budget. And then September 15th is when we're scheduled to adopt our tax rate and our fiscal year 2027 budget. And that's all I've got for you this morning. Any questions?
I asked council if they would consider giving you some very high level, not line item level, but high level priorities from their perspective.
Sure.
So Todd, any thoughts?
Yes, as far as personnel, I believe there was a request for about 10 additional, and I think in discussions with council and staff, we're probably not going to be able to fund that, but two parks employees I think are definitely needed, and as we learned from the floods, Ashley needs help, and so I definitely think we need to get with the county and fund that position, or fund half of that position. And as always, as Charlie Keeney has said many times, we should not take anything away from parks.
Gary?
I agree with what you just said about employees and parks. I look at it a little differently. The debt rate has gone down a little bit. So if you put percentages to what the de minimis rate is, and what the voter approval rate is, the voter approval rate for M&O is 10.9% higher than the no new revenue rate. So to me, that's what we're talking about. With the voter approval rate, it's a 10.9% tax increase. The de minimis rate is 5.54%. And so I always keep that in the back of my mind because we answer to the taxpayers. And we've raised rates over 10% the last 2 years, and that, at least to the people that I talk to, that's an important thing to remember, that they're still looking, no matter what Bernie and Kerrville and those other cities are, we live here, and that's what we're looking at, and that's what we're dealing with.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good point brought up. I'm still looking at from the point of the, as we all know, the employees, and in particular from law enforcement and the EMS. Now, am I understanding that Create Healthy has agreed to fund some money for that?
I'll ask our
city. You haven't heard anything?
It's been in conversation, but nothing more than that.
Okay. And of course, that's subject to, would help out, certainly. So, but I still, what we got to come up with and figure out what we can afford and what we can't afford. It's the final number.
Thank you. And I would also add that I think I understand, Gary, what you just said there. And I think one of the things we should look at or could look at is some of our reserves is could we use.
Yeah, I forgot that part.
I'm going to steal it from you.
Okay.
Potentially 500K of that towards capital. That would give us a little bit of relief potentially. So I would look to, could we do that? So that would be one thing I would like to look at. Also, I, you know, much like the rest of the council, I think I can say this is we all worry about our city staff. We worry about people. We worry about the cost of goods, cost of gasoline, daycare, all those things. So the concept has been floated about rather than simply doing a flat increase across the board is really leverage that more towards folks on the a scale below whatever that number is, 60,000 or whatever number we come up with. So they receive a higher increase relative to the folks on the higher, on the other end of the spectrum. So that's going to be something unique, I think, that we approach and look at, but I think that's something worth doing. Mm-hmm. It may cost the city a little bit more, but I would tell you that retention is important. And if we lose folks, then that's much more expensive to go find those folks and backfill those folks. So that's one of my priorities is people, retention. And I have to say, I agree with most of the things that were said on council here this morning. So thank you. Any additional comments or thoughts, council? Krista, thank you, as always, for all the time you and your team put into this. It's a lot of hours, and you're responding to emails late at night and early in the morning. So thank you for all you and your team do.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else on that? I'll move to item 8A, items for future agenda. Illustrious Clinton Bailey.
Okay, Mayor, Council, thank you. This is going to be a repeat of a lot of what Krista just mentioned coming up, but August 18th, regular council meeting. We have a chamber update, quarterly update. Council will take action to set the proposed tax rate. We have a couple of zoning changes on Milam Street and Owl Lane. We'll also be talking about the road alignment related to the Waldorf Astoria development plat annexation agreement that we're working with the developer on currently. That is scheduled for the August 18th agenda. That's it for council meetings. Anything to add to the 18th agenda? Any questions about what we have on there at this point? Moving on to other meetings and events. Coffee with the city manager coming up on August 12th. The topic that we will be discussing is the Unified Development Code process. Cliff Cross and staff will be making a presentation at Coffee August 13th. We've added this to the list if anyone's interested, the FISD Community Pep Rally for the school year kickoff will be that day at 5:30 at Market Plots. August 14th. We have the proposed 2027 budget that is officially filed with the city secretary, available for public viewing. This is not the final budget. This is a requirement to post the proposed budget. We're still a ways away from the final product at that point. August 25th, Citizen University. We have Municipal Court, Health, Human Resources, and IT presenting. August 26th, special budget meeting here. August 28th, Gillespie County Fair holiday the entire day. September 8th, special budget meeting in the council chambers and a public hearing on the budget. And then September 15th, setting the tax rate, adopting the tax rate, and the proposed FY27 budget. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Do we have regular meeting on the 1st?
Okay. Any additional questions or comments? Okay. We'll move to item 9A and B at executive session, discuss that. So we'll recess into executive. Thank you all. waiting for the. It is 9:43. Call us back into session. There were no actions taken on items 9A and B. With that, any additional comments from council? With that, I will adjourn the meeting at 9:43. Thank you.